This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A hospital in southern Gaza reports it has received the bodies of two women and five children who were among at least 13 people killed as Israeli airstrikes pounded the city of Rafah on Gaza's southern border Thursday. The strikes came as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to Washington Thursday without a peace deal he spent much of the week trying to broker. The Secretary of State, along with officials in Egypt and Qatar, attempted to craft a ceasefire deal that would allow humanitarian aid into Gaza and release hostages. Hamas offered a response to the deal, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly rejected and said he would expand his offensive into Rafah. Blinken, before leaving Gaza, said he and other officials from the region are going to keep trying. A German military frigate is heading toward the Red Sea for a planned European Union effort to help protect ships from Houthi rebels. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
At the North Sea port of Wilhelmshaven, the German frigate is given a warm send-off as a band chorus wafts into the horizon. The frigate, known as the Hessen, has about 240 service people on board. The aim is to have it in place once the EU mission to protect merchant shipping is given the official go-ahead. Jan Christian Kack, a German Navy Vice Admiral, said the Hessen is the ship that is needed in this situation. There is no unit in the German Navy that is better prepared, better trained, and better equipped for this. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships over Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, which began in October. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. military reports five U.S. Marines aboard a helicopter that went down during stormy weather in the mountains outside of San Diego, California, have been confirmed dead. More on this story and all the stories we're